You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I want to teach you how to pray. If you struggle with consistency in your prayer life, if you struggle with knowing what to pray, if you struggle with focusing while you're praying, this message is for you. So I want to give you three keys to praying with power. The first key, number one, is focus. If prayer is to be effective, it must be focused. The wandering mind keeps the believer bound to the natural realm. The excess of distracting thoughts is too heavy to allow for heavenly ascension. When you go to pray, you'll notice that there is a flurry of distracting thoughts. Perhaps you wonder about the responsibilities of your day. Perhaps you wonder about trouble at work. Maybe there's trouble in your family. Maybe you made some mistakes in the previous days and you're ridden with guilt and you don't know how to focus your mind on the things of God. Well, I want to give you some keys to focusing when you pray. The first key to focusing is silence. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says, "But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you." Now, this is a practical but effective means to empower your prayer. This is something that Jesus talked about for a reason. You and I are so easily distracted by everyday life. So when I talk to you about silence, I'm talking to you about putting away the things that distract you in the exterior or in the earthly realm. These are things like turning off your cell phone, turning off the television, telling your friends that you're unavailable for at least an hour or two. Distraction can destroy the focus to prayer. And when you go to the place where you are in silence, you are helping to cultivate an atmosphere where you're more able to focus on the things of God. Another key to focus is the prayer request. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 say, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Now, there's this negative view on the prayer request. You've probably heard preachers say things like, "Don't just ask God for things. You need to just spend time with the Lord." Or, "Don't just ask God for a list of things that you want. You need to be grateful." And while I understand that we should also seek His heart in addition to His hand, the Bible does make it clear that we are given the power of the prayer request for a purpose. Look at this in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Let's break this down. Don't worry about anything. That means what it means. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. This, first and foremost, tells me that worry is the flesh's powerless counterfeit for prayer. Instead, pray about everything. Now watch this. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. So this shows me that I'm able to ask God for things while also thanking Him. Therefore, asking God for something does not negate my gratitude. This is actually proof that I can pray for more while being thankful for what I have. Now watch this. "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So this peace that we receive comes about as a result of the prayer request. The prayer request is one of the means by which we receive peace. And with that peace of mind, I'm able to focus. So think about it like this. You're carrying a bag, and your bag is full of all your worries, all your doubts, all your fears, and that's distracting you from praying. You don't know what you should pray because you can't even focus on the prayer itself. When I give God my prayer request, I'm removing the bag and I'm handing it to Him. Therefore, when I go to ascend the mountain of God, I'm not trying to ascend the mountain with burdens over my shoulder. Rather, I've given those to God, and now God is able to speak to me. Not that He wasn't speaking before, but I'm able to listen now with a heart and a mind filled with peace. You're unburdening yourself. You're giving Him your concerns. You're giving Him, so to speak, a checklist and trusting that He will take care of those needs. And then I don't have to worry about those things. Once I've placed them in God's hands, I no longer have to worry. And that floods me with peace. Then you will experience God's peace. When? After I tell Him what I need. after I make that prayer request. So the prayer request isn't some evil thing. Now, here's where many people make the mistake with the prayer request. They come and they ask God for something. They have the peace flood their heart. The peace floods their mind. And then they go, ah, thank you, Lord, for that peace. I'll see you later. And then they walk out of the prayer room. Here's the problem. The peace that God gives you is not the conclusion of prayer. It's the entryway. Peace is not the conclusion of prayer. It's the entryway. Once I've received that peace, now I can ascend the mountain of God. Once I receive that peace, now I can focus on praying and seeking the face of God. So as I'm saying, the first key is focus. The way you focus is through silence, through the prayer request, and also through worship. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Worship is the key to a still mind. When my mind is focused on the face of Jesus, when my mind is focused on the nature of God, no longer am I distracted by the things of this world, but the brilliance of God's glory blinds me to everything else around me. Therefore, worship is a key to focus. So number one, the first key, focus. The way you focus, A, silence. B, the prayer request. C, worship. The second key to praying powerfully is faith. Now, some believers are left wondering if God hears them. They enter the prayer room timidly. They are filled with doubt. They wonder, did my last mistake finally undo my connection with God? Am I finally being dismissed from His presence? Or worse, they wonder about their commitment to prayer, which I'll get in the third point. But let me read a portion of Scripture to you. And this is found in Luke chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 38 through 42 out of the New Living Translation. The Bible says this, "As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, 'Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits there while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me.' But the Lord said to her, 'Dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.'" Both Martha and Mary wanted the same thing. Both Martha and Mary saw the same thing. You've heard it said that Mary saw something Martha didn't. No, the truth of the matter is they both saw who Jesus was. They both wanted to serve him. They both wanted to please him. They both wanted to do what was right. They both wanted to do what was required of them. Martha did nothing evil in trying to serve the Lord. Martha did nothing wrong. The problem was she was trying to make up for in works what she lacked in faith. She was trying to make up for in effort what she lacked in faith. Sometimes you'll exhaust yourself. You'll drive yourself crazy. Am I praying right? Am I standing right? Should I lie down? Should I lie on my face? Should I be on my knees? Should I have my Bible open? Should the worship music be playing? What do I even say? And you drive yourself crazy, exhausting yourself in prayer, not realizing that you're not working to obtain something. Rather, you're going to enjoy what Christ has already obtained for you. They both saw the same things. They both wanted the same things, but they went about it differently. Martha chose work. Mary chose friendship. You don't enter the glory through noisy desperation. You entered through faith-filled confidence. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13 say this, "Pray like this." And by the way, this is Jesus instructing you how to pray. "Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one." Now look at how Jesus began his prayer. He didn't begin by saying, "My Father, please hear me. My Father, if you're there. My Father, if you're not angry with me." He began with, "Our Father in heaven," and then he moved right into worship. "May your name be kept holy." He started with confidence. He started with faith. He knew his identity and his position. You must know your identity and your position. You must come to him in faith. Be confident when you pray. Don't second guess whether or not God is listening. But come to Him in faith, knowing that you're not working to gain a connection with God through prayer. Rather, you are praying from that connection. So far, the keys I've given you, number one, focus. The way you focus is through silence, the prayer request, and worship. Number two, faith. This is simple faith, just confidence in the Word, knowing that God hears you. And number three, faithfulness. Now, I've had many people come up to me and say, Brother David, will you lay hands on me? I want to be someone who prays. Brother David, will you lay hands on me? I want to be more committed to prayer. I want to be disciplined. Here's the truth of the matter. I cannot lay hands on you and impart discipline. I cannot lay hands on you and impart those disciplines for prayer. Every sincere disciple wants to pray consistently. And we all fail. And that failure can be prolonged by shame. In other words, you look at the 3 days that you missed in prayer. You look at maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks that you prayed for 1 hour instead of two. And you start to regulate your prayer life religiously. You start to tick things off a box. You start to look at it like a chore, like an obligation instead of an opportunity. You look at it as a ritual instead of a relationship. And in doing that, you prolong your battle with faithfulness. It's very difficult to be faithful to prayer when you're dealing with the guilt and the shame of yesterday's missed prayer. Now, the good news is that God is not standing there with His arms folded saying, where were you these past couple of weeks? He's just happy that you're praying. So if you're going to pray faithfully, you have to learn to put the shame and the guilt behind you and move forward in your prayer life, faithfully committing today and forgetting about what you missed yesterday. Shame and guilt make it so that you don't even want to approach God. The discouragement that comes from missing days of prayer weakens the desire to even try. But we must commit to prayer faithfully. Matthew chapter 26, verses 40 to 41 say this. Then He returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, couldn't you watch with me for even an hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. God's already given you that desire. Your spirit within you already desires. So what's the problem? The problem is the flesh. We blame so much on the devil when it's actually a problem with an undisciplined flesh. Make the decision to pray faithfully. Arrange what you must. Set aside the time. Change your schedule. Change your workflow. Drop commitments. Change your hobbies. Adjust your life so that you can make this commitment to prayer. To become a man or woman of faithful daily prayer, you must make up your mind concerning prayer. People often ask me, how do I pray more? And honestly, the answer is simple. Choose to pray. The only way to pray faithfully is to choose to pray faithfully. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.